From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea has renewed a threat to cancel next month's talks with President Donald Trump after Vice President Mike Pence suggested Pyongyang follow the Libya model to end its weapons of mass destruction. Foreign Affairs Vice Minister Choe Son-hui called the remarks ignorant and stupid. Wednesday, Mr. Trump said the U.S. will know by next week whether he'll meet North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un June 12 in Singapore.
We're going to see what happens on Singapore. We're going to see. And it could happen, could very well happen. But whatever it is, we will know next week about Singapore. And if we go, I think it'll be a great thing for North Korea.
In remarks to Congress Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo remained hopeful the talks would go off as planned.
We have a generational opportunity to resolve a major national security challenge. Our eyes are wide open to the lessons of history, but we're optimistic that we can achieve an outcome that would be great for the world.
Visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi through an interpreter said Beijing has not changed its position on denuclearization.
At the same time, we believe that in achieving the process or the goal of denuclearization, it is necessary to address the legitimate security concerns of the DPRK at an appropriate time. And along with the realization of denuclearization, it is important to establish a long-term and effective peace mechanism on the Korean Peninsula.
Meanwhile, the UN Security Council lifted a travel ban so a North Korean delegation can travel to Singapore. Two of three patients who fled an Ebola isolation ward at a hospital in Democratic Republic of Congo have died. The death toll is nearly 30 since the outbreak of the deadly virus was first announced May 8. In the remote northwest Bikoro region, there are nearly 60 confirmed or suspected cases. This is VOA News. The U.S. issued a health alert Wednesday for Americans in China following reports a U.S. worker at the consulate in the southern city Guangzhou suffered a mild brain injury from what was described as abnormal sounds and pressure. It's similar to complaints among U.S. embassy staff last year in Cuba. Secretary Pompeo addressed the matter.
We're concerned about it. It's a serious medical incident. We want to make sure and take care of every one of our officers serving overseas. We've learned about it only recently. We are still trying to identify all the circumstances surrounding it. We've notified China of what took place as best we know it, and they have responded in a way that is exactly the right response.
The worker who has returned to the U.S. for testing and treatment through an interpreter, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang, was also asked about the matter.
China has been investigating this matter in a very responsible manner, and we haven't found that any organization or individual has carried out such a sonic influence. We will stay in communication with the U.S. through diplomatic channels, and we would suggest that U.S. side can also carry out some internal investigation.
Wang said Beijing does not want to see this matter magnified, complicated, or politicized. The Trump administration has launched a national security investigation into auto and truck imports that could lead to more tariffs similar to the ones already imposed on steel and aluminum. China, South Korea, and Japan said they are watching the investigation closely. Secretary Pompeo told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday the Trump administration would take appropriate countermeasures against any Russian interference in this November's election.
We will not tolerate Russian interference in our 2018 elections. Much work has been done. There's more to do. Rest assured that we will take the appropriate countermeasures in response to the continued Russian efforts.
Pompeo acknowledged the U.S. has not yet been able to come up with an effective deterrence to halt such interference. Yulia Skripal, daughter of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal, said they're both lucky to have survived a poison attack in Britain in March. She described the incident as shocking. London said the nerve agent used was Novichok, developed by the Soviet military. Her father was released from the hospital May 18th. U.S. stocks posted small gains Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones ending up 52 points to 24,886. Notes from a U.S. central bank meeting suggest policymakers will allow inflation to rise a bit more, although hinting of another interest rate hike soon, perhaps next month. Owners of the National Football League announced Wednesday a new policy allowing players who do not wish to stand for the national anthem to stay in the locker room, but requiring those on the field to stand. Violators will be fined. Many players last season outraged fans taking a knee in protest during the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.